The Sergeant at Arms has reported that the computer systems in executive branch agencies and in congressional agencies are now under cyber attack an average of 1.8 billion times a month.
Maine Senator Susan Collins, the ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, making one more push on the way to an eventual successful vote for Senate Bill 3084. The Protecting Cyberspace as a National Asset Act of 2010 was inevitably approved on a voice vote in the committee a little more than 3 weeks after it was first introduced. The bill would designate the Department of Homeland Security as the lead agency in defending the .gov and .com internet domains, something not currently found in the law. Supporters of the measure have been combating reports about another provision of the bill, which opponents say would give the president a kill switch to effectively shut down the internet in the event of a cyber attack. Collins took great pains to explain that they've been tweaking S-3480 to address those concerns over the last week or so.
The most important, which the chairman has addressed and which our substitute amendment with Senator Carper makes even clearer, is that somehow we give the president this enormous ability to exercise a kill switch and bring down the entire internet. The irony is that under current law, the president does have this extremely broad, nearly unchecked authority under Section 706 of the Communications Act. That section was passed a month after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor for a markedly different time. But it's extremely broad language, and our bill instead would circumscribe that language, put controls on the use, limit it to critical infrastructure only, require extensive consultation and a limited approach with Congress. And Senator Coburn has contributed to our efforts by constraining that authority even more. The private sector would be involved in a partnership as we approach this kind of crisis. And indeed, we provide far more protections for personal privacy, for civil liberties in the event of a cyber attack than the current law, because we do set up a responsible framework. I believe that the amendment, the substitute, which the chairman and Senator Carper and I are offering, which has input from many members of this committee, strengthen those protections even more.
Debate on the bill was noteworthy for the relative lack of rancor by members. Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown submitted and then withdrew one amendment. Arizona Senator John McCain had concerns about the possibility of expanding the bureaucracy at the Department of Homeland Security to deal with the cybersecurity mandates in the law. He agreed not to block a committee vote after Chairman Lieberman agreed to address McCain's concerns in a possible amendment once the bill reaches the Senate floor. When that will happen is now uncertain because the Senate is now expected to return to work on July 5th and remain in session through the 11th, the time originally scheduled for the July 4th recess. In other action, the Homeland Security Committee approved and sent to the full Senate the nomination of John Pistole to be the head of the Transportation Security Administration. The bill approved S-674, a bill to expand training for federal supervisors. And it has deferred action on Senate Bill S-3335, the Earmark Transparency Act. The bill's author, Oklahoma Republican Dr. Tom Coburn, says the measure would essentially fulfill a request by President Obama that congressional earmarks be posted on one easily accessible website. However, Michigan Democrat Carl Levin objected to the measure, questioning whether any website could possibly display every earmark for every congressional bill. Chairman Lieberman pledged to work with Coburn and Levin to iron out any questions and return the earmark transparency bill to committee for a possible vote next month. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.